Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. With the school holidays starting this afternoon, we can expect a huge influx of tourists to the Wide Bay over the next couple of days. More than 1,300 camping permits and 4,500 vehicle access permits for Gari alone have been issued so far. It's as the state government is going hard on dingo safety with a new education program, including signage and face-to-face engagement with visitors to the island. There's still just one vote separating council candidates Steve Cooper and Sean Sanders in Division 8 of the Bundi local election, with 87% of votes now counted. The Electoral Commission of Queensland says it will only make declarations once there's absolute certainty about the result, and it will consider a request for a recount if this is received in writing. It's believed Mr. Cooper asked for a recount on Monday afternoon. A South Burnett mother who found out her missing autistic son had died via a Facebook post is calling for an overhaul of the forensic testing process. Luke Ferguson's body was found in September last year and formally identified by January. But Susan Betty says she wasn't told, instead finding out via a news report 2 months later. She says it made her feel like her son's death didn't matter and is calling for better communication from forensic agencies.
Finding out via Facebook was probably the most devastating way to find out. It took us as a family back to the very beginning of losing Luke.
QPS says Queensland Health's Coronial Counselling Unit was responsible for informing the family of the results, but an officer inadvertently told media before that took place, then visited the family next day to apologise. And finally, Queenslanders love e-scooters, but it's at the cost of safety, according to Standards Australia. From 2019 to 2022, e-scooter-related injuries presenting to Queensland hospitals soared by 214%. It's prompted a review into whether the helmets that are provided are up to scratch.